Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show. Okay, so if you haven't heard the news yet, I've got a new book out called The Greatness Mindset. Unlock the power of your mind and live your best life today. It's coming out soon, and I'm pumped to invite you to be a part of the launch team for this book. This is a rare opportunity to get your questions answered and network with other champions of greatness in this exclusive community of conscious achievers. If you're ready to receive early access to the first few chapters of the book, behind-the-scenes updates from me, plus VIP access to bonuses and giveaways, then this is for you. For instructions about how to join this greatness launch team, make sure to go to lewishowes.com/launch team right now. Again, make sure to check it out at lewishowes.com/launch team right now.
Do you think you could have been as successful on your own or without the team?
You need a team. Yeah. You absolutely need a team. And so it goes with everything that you're doing, whether it's in business or sports or whatever, you know, you can't do everything by yourself. Right. So surround yourself by people that will help you. And my coaches were amazing. I had the best ski technician in the world. He literally was just as invested in my success as I was. I mean, when I won, he would cry. It just feels really good to know that someone's that invested in what you're doing, and they're putting just as much effort into what they're doing to make you succeed as you are. If I didn't have him, if I didn't have my coaches, if I didn't have my physical therapist who helped me get back from all my injuries, all of those people, I couldn't do what I did.
What's the greatest lesson your coach taught you?
So a lot of people at that time in my career try to change my technique. Mm-hmm. And even my dad was like, she's not going to succeed if she stays like this. And he's like, no, this is her natural talent. Stay with what you have. Don't try to be someone else. You know, you're fast the way you are. And so I kind of, you know, morph that into life as well. You know, it's like you are who you are, and that's what makes you special. So stick with it. And I think social media was at times really difficult, you know, because other people would say negative things about me, and that would kind of creep in. And I wouldn't necessarily always believe it, but it's still kind of, it's like there. You know, it's like a little mosquito, and it's like,
annoying.
Do people actually think that about me, you know, and adds a little bit of doubt in there. It's not always the easiest to get rid of those negative thoughts, but I try to focus on what makes me happy. Why am I doing this? I'm not doing it for other people. I'm doing it for myself. There's always going to be people that say bad things about you, but, you know, when the lights are off and you go to bed, it's just you. And are you happy with yourself? And I think that's the ultimate question. If you can be happy with that, then you're good. Who cares what anyone else thinks?
What about your biggest fear right now?
Well, you know, I hadn't really processed, like, retirement.
Yeah.
So I guess now I'm happy not knowing what's going to happen, you know, where I was a little bit nervous, you know, what was going to happen before. Like, you know, where's my career going? You know, what's life? As much as I have things planned, nothing's really planned.
Right.
And I think I'm finally in a place where I am, like, very present in the moment.
That's beautiful.
I'm not thinking about, you know, what could go wrong. I'm thinking about what opportunities are there.
Who is the person in your family that has taught you the biggest lesson?
My grandfather and my dad taught me, you know, about toughness and, you know, what it really means to, you know, sacrifice and work hard. And I think those are incredible traits that not a lot of people have. And, like, I have a really good understanding of what it means to sacrifice because they had such a great example for me.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think my sister, she's just helped me be, like, a person, and that's awesome.
A human being.
Yeah. I'm like, that's been great.
Not the athlete and not the competitor or the personality.
Right, and that's the one thing I love about my family, which, you know, is why I talk about them so much, is just because I'm always me, you know? So it doesn't matter what I do, I'm always going to be me, and they always treat me like that, and it's just kind of nice to always have that to go back to.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness Newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.